Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Yvonne sells cartoon balloons in town.
Mr. Elton bringing us back, Mr. John. Welcome back, Dwight. His last name is Dwight. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate in my... Reginald Dwight, that's it. Reginald Dwight, that's his real name. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my books are jimblasingame.com. You can find all of them there. Gary Moore's our guest, our good friend. Financialseminary.org, is that right, Gary?
That's correct.
And look, you can find your books there. Look up America, Faithful Finances 101. Spiritual investments from the wisdom of Sir John Templeton, which is unbelievable. If you can find a copy of that, get it and hold on to it. Gary, thanks again for being here. We're talking about capitalism. What's the future? What's the state of capitalism, and what's the future of capitalism? Now, I believe the state of capitalism, loosely considered, Gary, there are two kinds of capitalism being practiced in America. There's real capitalism planted in the ground, nowhere to hide, no excuses asked or given on Main Street. Half of the U.S. economy is real capitalism. We buy stuff, we sell stuff, we do it face-to-face. We don't have any default swaps or artificial insurance or derivatives. We don't short things, we don't long things. We just do business, and we give back to our communities. That's what's happening. There's a model for that. The movie's going on right now, Gary. Then there's another kind of capitalism that I'm putting some air quotes around, Gary, because it's not real capitalism anymore, and that's what's practiced on Wall Street and by the people who attend Davos. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. By the way, what was that movie?
Which one? There's a bunch of them. They're like,
you said there's a movie going on. Are you?
Oh, the movie. It's the movie on Wall Street and Main Street. Walk out on Main Street. You watch this movie going on. It's a capitalism movie.
I see.
Go up and down Main Street. Go up and down Main Street. Look at the trucks driving around communities. Look at the.
Oh, you're right, Jim.
It's a Main Street movie, I call it.
Your listeners may not know, but I was on Wall Street for 40 years.
They know.
I trained back in the 80s, and it almost sent me to seminary, the greed I saw, Jim. And, you know, I don't want to preach here, but, you know, the good book says that the love of money is the root of all evil. And that evil, if you will, got a hold of Wall Street, and I saw it grow during the 40 years I was there. And it grew and grew and grew, and then Milton Friedman turned it into a religion.
Yeah.
And corporate America bought into it, and today the CEOs are being compensated almost purely by how much they make the stock price go up for stockholders.
Let me give you a real life scenario that happens every year multiple times, Gary. The executives mismanage the company. Profits go down last quarter, and they're not looking good for next quarter when they do their 90-day conference call. The analysts get after them and ding their stocks, and they declare, well, we'll fix this. We'll be profitable. We'll just lay off to 2,000 people. That's how they say it. We're going to lay off 2,000 people. It's not strategic layoffs. These are just 2,000 people who lose their jobs. And so in response to bad management, they lay off people, some of them who may have been with the company for years. That's what makes people like Bernie Sanders attractive.
Well, that's the issue, Jim. And the love of money led to this distorted capitalism, Wall Street capitalism, if you want to use that term. And that, I believe, is leading increasingly to radical economics.
It's the only reason why we're having the socialism debate right now.
Yeah, and you know, people take, when they've been laid off and they see corporate America making more and more profit, the share of wages going down, down, down as returns to stockholders go up, up, and up, then they turn to people like Bernie Sanders and so on, rather than a moderate who has a sense of business and knows what's happening out there. And we end up with this extreme fighting over everything when we should be looking for some kind of sort of moderation. And that's, in essence, what shareholder capitalism is, our stakeholder capitalism is, and that brings us back to Davos, and that's what they're talking about over there.
So what is their solution? What is their version of shareholder capitalism?
Well, you just pay more compensation, you know, largely to the people who work for you. It improves morale. Let me compare it to Warren Buffett bought a furniture company one time. I think it's called the Nebraska Furniture Mart. And they closed on Sunday, sort of like Chick-fil-A does. Uh-huh. And Warren said, well, that's going to cost us some money, you know. And they said, no, it doesn't. We hire better people. We get better people because we treat them better. Mm-hmm. We give them the seventh day off, if you will. And the manager said, I'll sell it to you if you try that for a year. And Warren did it and learned that the guy was exactly right.
Yeah.
And so it's continued to do that. That's a form of stakeholder capitalism like Chick-fil-A. And look what Chick-fil-A is doing to all the other restaurants.
Well, here's what you're saying. Treating people right is profitable. It's good business.
It's good business. Exactly.
All the way around. Exactly. And Wall Street has lost its way. I've seen this. I've seen the corporate raiders go into at least one company that I know of and tried to take them over and tried to change their culture. They resisted, and they ran, and the corporate raiders went left with their tail between their legs because the company proved, the executives proved, treating people right is not only the right thing to do, it's good business. Right back with Gary Moore after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.